If you're looking to kill someone the old-fashioned way, I've got just the thing for you. My name is Catherine, and this is the Poison Pantry. I think the most infamous element on the periodic table has got to be arsenic. It's a metalloid with 33 protons, but in nature you're more likely going to find it in various compounds. Not all arsenic compounds are actually toxic. The organic forms are generally a lot less dangerous than the inorganic ones. A lot of seafood contains a fairly harmless compound called arsenobutane. Most non-deliberate forms of arsenic exposure are going to occur either through seafood or drinking water. Now, when it comes to poisoning, the variety favored by poisoners is arsenic trioxide. It's a grainy white form of arsenic. As little as 125 milligrams, which 1/40th of a teaspoon, can be lethal. It's got a metallic or acrid taste, but it can be easily masked by strong flavors, depending on the amount that's present. You're more likely to notice the grainy texture of the compound. That's a more noticeable giveaway. Now, if you've just had a cup of arsenic coffee, you're not going to be in for a very pleasant experience. Assuming it's a lethal dose, you can enjoy nausea, followed by vomiting and diarrhea, leading to dehydration, shock, and, well, death. On the other hand, if, say, I don't know, a jealous business partner has been slowly dosing you with small amounts, you're going to notice shortness of breath, patchy skin, and irritation. Now, you might be wondering what about these fairly simple compounds can make them so deadly. The toxicity depends on the type in question, as well as the weight and species of the victim. Rats are actually more resistant to arsenic compounds than humans by weight. While the victim's enjoying extreme digestive issues, on the inside you've got cells dying and multiple organs failing. This is because of how arsenic disrupts the body's means of producing energy, or ATP. Now, the process to create ATP, known as cellular respiration, is very long and complex. It's too complex to go into in full detail here, but basically all that you need to know is that there's a variety of enzymes involved in the process. Now, when arsenic is introduced, it'll bond with these enzymes, creating new forms. These are forms that the body can't utilize. It disrupts the production of energy, and without energy, the body will die. Namely, it prevents phosphorylation. ATP can somewhat be recycled. When it's broken apart, a phosphate group is broken off. This creates ADP. To produce more ATP, a phosphate group can be reattached. But arsenic can prevent this from happening and further deprive the body of energy. Arsenic is well known as a historical poison. We've been using it to off people for quite some time. For example, the Borgias were a majorly influential Italian family in the 1300s and 1400s that used arsenic-based concoctions to dispose of nobility and members of the cloth that they disapproved of. Legend has it that they possessed a secret, particularly deadly variety known as La Cantarella. The recipe has been lost, but the reported symptoms line up with those of arsenic poisoning. Some theorize that cantharidin, a toxin produced by species of insect in the region, was also added. Waterways in Chile have high arsenic concentrations, and there have been some interesting studies of the local populations that shown that they possess special adaptations to this high amount of arsenic. In recent years, Bangladesh has been facing a crisis of arsenic in its water supply. The soil of the Ganges and Brahmaputra river deltas is very prevalent in arsenic. About 5 million tube wells have been contaminated. Efforts are underway to find technologies that can make water safer in these areas. About a half of the current removal technologies have achieved water standards. UNICEF has the number of contaminated wells down, but this is still a major issue. In researching for this episode, I can find no recent cases of criminal or deliberate arsenic poisoning. Now, this could be a flaw in my research, so if you have any articles, feel free to send them to me in the email provided in the description. But I would like to note that arsenic, with its metallic nature, is a very easy poison to detect in a corpse. This episode is subtitled The King. While you may say that King Slayer or something like that would be more suitable for a poison, I think that arsenic has somewhat of a cultural miasma about it. This is mostly due to its historic reputation, but just about everyone knows what arsenic is, unlike a poison like, say, ricin, which less people may be familiar with. I want to thank you all for joining me on the first episode of The Poison Pantry. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you learned a little about this substance. If you've got any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to send them to the email in the description. Thank you, and good night. It's actually one of the poisonous substances that we've been able to use chemical procedures to detect for the longest amount of time. Given its historical reputation, this is really no surprise.